Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight. Welcome, everybody. Open mic. The program where you can pick your own subject. And I've been noticing, listening to the news, I click on the, the weather, free weather call, and they give the headlines from CNBC, which is the business station, you know. So I've been noticing that many of these companies that have been going through this pandemic and people quitting their jobs, losing their jobs, and the economy slowing down and everything. Many of these companies have been revamping their ideas and using their money to try to do something different and new and creative. So that seems to be the name of the game. Now, why aren't the agencies of the disabled doing that? No, they don't have the, most of them don't have the money that the big corporations have, but they have the ability to raise it, you know. I don't think any of them are reaching out to the government and say, hey, we've been doing this for, 50 years, 100 years. It's outdated. It's not working anymore. You know, people are complaining. People need help. People don't want to be victimized like this. Because that's really what a form, what it is. It's a form of victimizing when you have money and that money is controlled by the government. It's like that caller who called last night, that cool gentleman guy, putting it on terms of it's like being involved with a third world country. We're going to talk about that on Thursday, by the way. That's a show for Thursday. Why does this government treat us like a third world country? We'll analyze some of these things, and you'll see how true that is. So what needs to happen here is these agencies and some of the people who work for them might not be the right people to do it. See, that's the other problem. You got people in these jobs, directors of agencies, that shouldn't be there. I mean, can you imagine yours truly, for instance, as a director of a guide dog school? How much creativity and how different it would be for the millions of people, and what and how we would start something new and beautiful and save, right off the top of my head, save the lives of many animals who would be so grateful, come a service dog. So you see, you got the wrong people in these jobs. When people are narrow-minded and they don't want to hear the people they service and not explore different ways and try different things to better, you know. I mean, right off the top, we would sponsor a law. We would go to our local legislators and congressmen and get them together and invite them to lunch or whatever and say, look, we know that the seeing eye has never been licensed, you know. We got to find a way to do this. And if you want our support as a legislator, a congressman, then you better be in there with us. See, now, if you have a corporation, even a nonprofit, with money behind it, you can do these things. People are going to listen to you. Because if they don't, you're going to make them look like crap. I mean, what are we trying to do here? We're trying to give people rights to safety. So that's one of the biggest things with these nonprofits. A lot of these people shouldn't be in these jobs. They don't belong there. People who are creative, who are going to stand up to the government and say, hey, this is not right. It doesn't work anymore. It's outdated. You know, a blind person wants to learn how to train the dog on their own, not only to be able to do it, but to know more of what's going on with guide dog training. I mean, how can that hurt the person? It can only help them. So, yeah, there you have it. These companies need to wake up and start doing things in a whole different light, a whole different atmosphere, and realize that, you know, especially now, having gone through the this pandemic and all this other stuff, all these changes, and that things change. Every company, just about every corporation that you read about or hear about, is doing something differently because they realize that's how you become successful. You know, you gotta be creative and innovative. Hey, this is Open Mic. We'll try to get the phones open at 213-816-1650. And I want to talk about these politicians coming up. We creative with that, too. Brought to you by the Big East, the Akita Rescue, the little bear, the Akita, Joanne Diamond, down there in South Jersey, the Akita lady, adopting Akita, little bear. And my dog had to pull another miracle today. Sidewalks all blocked with snow, public safety violated, people get away with it. She had to walk me, guide me on the shoulder of the highway. Yeah, it's scary. But she did it. And this girl, she actually, in some cases, challenges the cars, you know, make sure that they're not getting too close, you know. That's the Akita. Inner Sight, all right, 609-388-7004, Big East. AkitaRescue.org. Check them out. Yeah. Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell. We salute them. We honor them. And all those who are in need of help and those who we wish a happy growing up. Honor a child. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying, we remind you. Yes. Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy Realty, Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186, and many, many times he has helped to the phone lines open for us. We greatly appreciate that. Let's see. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. You need any information about legislation or advocacy or which agency does what, you know, if they give you that, just call them at 631-880-7929. All right. Silo. Thanks for their support. Don't forget, tomorrow night is our nursing home program. And among other things, we're going to be addressing the question, how many workers weren't able to get to the nursing home this last snowstorm, which was what, Sunday? Saturday. Last Saturday. And to make it worse, it was the weekend, where many people are normally off anyway. So another blow to residents who belong in their own home. See, if people were in their own home, it wouldn't be half as bad. And we'll tell you our solution to that. Talk about it tomorrow night. Intersight has a very good idea how to remedy that situation so the burden is not on the taxpayer. Inner Sight Means Freedom, Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And this is open mic. Hopefully we get our engineer in here, / co-host, to open up the, get the phones going. Let's see, what else we got? And we'll get a word. We'll wait on the word for Able News. See if we can get the ad on that pulled up. All right, Inner Sight. Nobody starved on Long Island. Dog food, cat food. I don't know if he has bird food. You could ask him. Gary, he might have bird food. I mean, he has small animal food. You know, the little small ones. 631-484-3085. I'll give you that number again in a minute. Medical, when he's able to do it, for your pet dog or cat. Gary. He doesn't make a living off of this. He works a regular job and volunteers his time to try to get food to people with animals. Again, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. What else we got? Well, you know, all the sponsors and people that have helped us in the past, we appreciate. Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Sunset Restaurant, to mention a few. Islip Cleaners has helped us. And individuals. Jimmy the Poet. Last time I spoke to Jim, he said he caught the virus and his girlfriend was struggling with that kidney problem. So we hope things are better there. All right. Inner Sight around the world. Take note of the number. I'll try to get the phones open. 213-816-1650. Pick your own subject. Keep it clean. And we welcome all callers as long as you... You know, keep it right. Keep it right with Inner Sight. That's it. Yeah, you know, you hear about these midterm elections coming up. A lot of the senators, many of whom are Republican, you know, and many of whom have voiced concern over the government spending too much money. This one guy, I think it was Manzin or whatever his name is, who wouldn't sign wouldn't vote for President Biden's bill on the interior because he determined that there was too much money being spent. Well, I don't know if any of these people will listen to us, but there's one area where a tremendous amount of money is being wasted, and people are not getting care, and they're being neglected and abused, taken from their family, and being overly exposed, as we found in the last couple of years, especially overly exposed to germs and disease, when in their own home they would be much safer. So if we can get one of these senators, or maybe a couple of them, to see the light on this, that all this money is being wasted, and if they could come up with an idea how a lot of this money could be used to help people who need it, to get them to endorse our idea, turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. So it's worth a shot. And again, Inner Sight will not endorse any politician who doesn't show by action that they're going to do something. And by that I mean any politician who says, oh yeah, I like that, it's a great idea, I don't want to hear that stupid answer, we'll look into it. That doesn't do it for us. No. None of that stuff. I've had enough of that. You either do it or you don't do it. So, let's see. This is February 1st. You got March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. You got what? 10 months?
Yep.
9 months?
Yes.
If we can contact one of these Republican or Democrat, doesn't matter to me, who will work with us and say, hey, that's a great idea, all that money's being wasted in these nursing homes, why not reroute it, get people into their own home? I'm sure we could get a couple of doctors who would agree, if we looked hard enough, who would agree that people would be safer in their own home as far as, you know, contagious diseases and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's common sense. Where you have less trafficking of people who go back and forth to work and are exposed and all that. So we're going to try to reach out, find out some of these people who want to be reelected coming up next fall, and we'll see if we can. I mean, it'll be easy enough. You know, you call them, you write them, you email them. They're either going to do something or they're not. You know, we've gotten answers from politicians. Not good ones, but we've gotten them.
Yep.
Got an answer from my congressman and my state legislator. They don't want to do
a damn thing
to help.
That's right.
So let's reach out to some of these people who want to be reelected and want to try to save money. Because here's a great way to save money and create a better system for people. turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650, and you got the Able News. Let's run the Able News before we go to the phones.
Okay, hold on.
Inner Sight. And by the way,
Able
if you call
is the
in...
newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, as I started to say, if you call in, not only keep it clean, but turn down your radio, television, you know, with video, whatever you got, and try to avoid the cell phone, the speaker phone. Usually get a better reception. Mm-hmm. All right, open mic. Anybody on the line?
Oh, we have Anthony. He's listening right at the moment, but if he'd like,
all right.
He'll let me know if he wants to come in.
All right. So, let's see. Tomorrow night is our nursing home show. Thursday night, we're going to talk about how this government indeed treats us like a third world country.
Yeah.
I'm glad that guy, that new caller, brought that up last night. It's a very interesting observation.
Yeah.
Gave us an idea for a whole show.
You did, yeah.
All right, and of course, Friday is the funnies. So, look forward to that.
Definitely.
Friday night.
Yep.
And let's see, right here, open mic. You know, people of all races and creed and denominations, everybody deserves a fair chance. You know, that's the thing. That's why we do this show. That's why we come out with these ideas to give everybody a fair chance, the same chance.
I could have
That's really what it's all about.
It really
is. One person goes for a job. Let's say they're so-called normal, not disabled, right?
Mm-hmm.
They go in there for the job. They don't have to wonder, am I going to be able to do this or that or this or the other thing? It's all set up for them. It's all there.
Well, they do have
the
to.
The disabled
to a certain
person
extreme.
Goes in, and sometimes you can't even get in.
That's true.
And you don't know what you're going to deal with.
Yeah.
And you don't even know that you have an agency behind you who's going to help you so you can get the job. Now, if Inner Sight had the money, you would know that there's an agency behind you because you could call us and we would talk to the guy and say, hey, we'll pay for the laptop. We'll pay for the to make it accessible, whatever it is. See?
Right.
That's what these agencies should be doing.
Yeah. We'll save money ultimately on the government, which then the government could do other things that have been, you know, their pet projects, I should say, and get it done and then move on even. You know,
government
do more
should pay half.
Yeah.
The government should pay half. If a person needs equipment, the government should pay half, and the agencies should pay the other half. And they could make money on it.
Yeah.
They don't have to do it for free.
That's right.
They can raise money. Every agency should have a job fund for people who are disabled, let's say, I don't know, $3-4 million maybe, put away, just to the job fund.
That's right.
You know, person goes for a job. Person goes for a job, they need certain thing or equipment or whatever it is. Call the agency. If the guy, if person wants to hire you, you know you got what you need. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
And they can make money on it.
Definitely.
So that's the inner
sideways.
Sorry. What?
We have Joe, one of our recent additions, I should say. He's a caller. He's chimed in. He'd like to talk.
Oh, Joe, all right. All right, so we'll take a phone call. Inner Sight Live.
Hello, people. How are you doing?
I knew it was you this time. You're Big Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
How you doing?
I was actually waiting for another show to start because there's a show that I go to on Saturdays, and there's a guy who's been a regular panelist there for the last 3 or 4 years,
right.
And he moved out of Washington to Utah. And just recently, in the past two weeks or so, nobody's been able to get a hold of him. So I was waiting for a show to start because the guy that hosts that particular show, he's also a friend of this guy. So I want to talk to him to find out if he's heard from, you know, the one that's supposedly missing because nobody can reach him through Messenger, through email, or by phone. So I thought I'd come in here, you know, and find out how you guys are before before the show pops up. And talk to him to find out if he knows anything. So how are you guys doing?
We're doing okay, actually.
Good.
We're moving along with a lot of stuff, and we're planning stuff, too.
All right, that's good news. I mean, as long as progress is being done, then who knows? Eventually, you can reach your goals. But without progress, you can't reach them at all.
Exactly. So
we're trying to get the... other agencies to join us.
It should be great.
You know, we put the appeal out.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to send it out again tomorrow on the Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
hey, you know what? Why don't you guys come on the show that I go to on Saturdays and make your case there? The reason I say that is because this guy, the host of the show, he has 21,000 Twitter followers.
Oh, nice.
You know,
we'd have to be invited.
So if you're on, if you're on that show, and he's got some famous politicians following him too. So if you get on, if you make your case on that show, you don't have to stay longer than 15 minutes if you don't want to. But then he'll tweet out your information.
Okay.
You know,
we could try it. Right.
Yeah, we'd be. Of course, you know, willing to do that as long as we have an invite.
You've got an invite. I just invited you guys.
From him. I just invited him.
Oh, all right. I didn't know you were one of the producers of that show.
I'm a co-host. So that's what the host says.
Oh.
The host always
that's
says I'm
better.
A co-host.
Oh,
all
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
so
a political show.
Know,
it's a it's a conservative show. So we'd be glad to hear about, you know, whatever.
Conservative.
Yeah.
You have a conservative view in a liberal atmosphere, I would say.
We welcome liberals.
What time is that?
I'm a libertarian, so we have conservative and liberals who call in. So, you know, you show up. I don't care what your political ideology is.
Yeah.
If your particular goal is right in order to protect people from corruption and from being, then people have to know that.
Yeah.
So the
what time
is
that program on, Joe?
It's on Saturdays. It starts at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, at night.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, like I said, if you want to go show up for just 10 minutes and just, you know, make a promo, that's fine.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You don't have to stay.
Yeah, no, it's quite interesting, Frank.
Well, whatever they want from us, we'd be happy to
just tell them about
accommodate.
Yeah.
So you do that? Oh, I hear a bell. Somebody getting an email?
This is the stupid phone that I've been trying to shut the thing off because I can't see it.
All right.
And I can't even find a way to shut the darn thing off. Sometimes I could see certain things during the day, and sometimes it gets kind of rough at night when my eyes have been doing all the work all day.
Right.
And I can't even find a way to shut this thing off at this point. My eyes are, I'm concentrating on the show to at least, you know, get people in and on, but the stupid notifications are driving me nuts at this point. I lowered the volume on it.
You can eliminate them. You'll have a do not disturb feature.
Yeah.
Look it up in your settings, do not disturb.
Yeah,
search your settings for do not disturb, and you'll knock off the notifications.
That'd be nice for at least an hour.
Yeah, right.
Very nice. Yeah, for at least an hour would be nice.
Right. Because I use that on my
phone.
Let us know
what date they want us on, Joe.
Saturday.
Any Saturday.
Oh.
Just pop on in.
Yeah, any Saturday. At 9.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have a show on Saturday at 9, but if you do.
No, we don't.
We have it at 8.
You have it at 8. So when it ends, you can come on.
No, we don't have a
show
around
9.
No,
we
just have our. Yeah, exactly. We only do it during the week, but we have occasionally autism programming that is Saturday and Sunday occasionally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
but it's
whatever you guys want to make it, you know.
Yeah.
You have a standard invitation, just pop on in and you can say, hey, my name is Frank, my name is Suzanne.
Yeah.
I'm the host of a show. Joe comes every once in a while. He invited us here.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this, the host, his name is Donnie, he'll say, oh, okay. So what's up, guys?
Yeah.
And you say, well, Joe invited us here to let people know that we have a certain goal in mind. We want to make sure that the nursing homes are eliminated so that the people who need to be taken care of will be taken care of by the people of their choice.
Right.
And you can make a 15-minute promo. You can stay if you want. You can leave if you want. Not a problem.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds real good.
So what's on the agenda for tonight since it's open?
It's the same dial-in number,
anything.
Right?
Possibility. Is it the same dial-in number?
Oh, mine? No. The one you've seen, no. I'll give you the number.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Do you have our phone number? Frank's number?
I do.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay, I'll give it to you now.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
I don't have anything to write it down with right now.
You'd have to remember it, so I would have to write it down. Hang on.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, wow. That's cool, what I just saw. All right. This way. Okay. Wait a minute. Not the area I wanted to be in. Sorry. Okay, ready.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tonight, by the way, Joe, is open mic. Talk about whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what he wanted to talk about, I guess. All right, we're ready. Yeah.
So, you ready? All right.
Yeah.
It's 347.
347. Yes.
324.
324, you said?
Right. 324.
Yeah.
3752.
3752. Let me repeat that. 347. 324. 3752.
That's it.
Okay. And what's the name of the show?
It's called Beyond the Mainstream.
Oh, I like that. Beyond I mean,
sounds like us.
Yeah, very much so.
Beyond the mainstream, that's it.
That's it,
yeah.
Right there. We are.
That's where we want to go.
Yep, yeah, beyond the mainstream. Close the eyes and come on in.
You know, like we've talked about on the show, we talked about Cuomo killing all the people in the nursing homes with that stupid decision of his to put in COVID patients. Yeah, stupid.
That was a crazy, crazy, crazy decision. And he went to other states, too, which is even more, is even crazier. You make a decision about your state, you shouldn't force it upon other states, too. Get all the governors and do that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
If he had his hands on the whole United States, he would have done that too.
Yeah.
Amazing. Just absolutely. I put something down and I got banned. I was in a chat, not banned, but like for the that chat I got, you know, excommunicated at by the moderator. I was pretty bad. What I said was, oh, you know, it would be nice if, you know, your mom were to evaluate the, you know, if she would go in and evaluate, you know, undercover somehow, and evaluate the nursing homes for us and make sure that they're safe. What did I say wrong, right? I said it on Mother's Day, but it sort of...
They wouldn't give you the
they
truth.
They flagged me. No. I wanted them to realize that if she would evaluate it, boy, oh, boy, would a lot of... You know, next be she would get the right evaluation.
Be going to, a lot of people would be going to jail.
That's right. So he didn't quite like what I said, so I got, you know, taken out, booted out. Instead of coming on a different user ID, and then I was able to read the rest of what I said. What they voted me out, the whole thing. I was like, listen, for God's sakes, I think that person had a point. So I talked about myself. It was quite fun, to say the least.
Yeah, I know. People are crazy. I've been in forums where I've offered a different opinion, and I had some supporters, and I had people who would, want to come after me with machetes and
oh my god,
razor blades and stuff. You know, I mean,
just for an opinion,
you know.
Right? And you're like, just for an opinion. I would say that, and this is what you come at me, just for an opinion. Wow, I thought America was shaped on opinions. And then they say, for real. I mean, seriously, we would
but
all
it's good.
Help
it,
each
it,
other.
It's good that he did that, because then you know where the guy stands.
It is true. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'd rather see somebody be a total enemy to me, and then I could have them in my sight, than have somebody stab me in the back, as the phrase goes, and not be, you know, and be sly. I don't like that. And then that's it. You know, I'd rather have somebody, I know they're my enemy, I keep them in both eyes open when I sleep. That's it. You know.
Well... if you're sleeping with the enemy, then you're better.
Nah.
Which is what they call the battle of the sexes.
That's right.
You know.
Now you got it.
Excuse me, do we have any other callers?
We might have Louie hopping in and off. Yeah, he's on.
Oh, well, we got to get Louie on.
Yep. All right. I'm going to have to put you on mute. Would you like to come back in after Louie if we can?
No, I'll leave now, and I'll give Louie the floor.
All right.
Just want to let you guys know
about
what's happening.
Thanks, Joe, for the invitation.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for the invitation.
Sure. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650.
Mm-hmm.
And open mic. You know, you pick your own subject tonight right here.
That's right.
And Friday night is our funnies. We got Louie. Is Louie on the line?
Yes, he is. Here he comes.
Oh, goody. All right. Louie the Lip Rivera, Inner Sight.
Louie.
Good evening.
Good evening, my friend.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay, we had a good time on a Friday about Connie and Chrissy, man. I enjoy my laughs and everything.
Oh, you
were that Connie and Chrissy.
I know. We got to get them on our show. So, Friday show. That's it. We got to get it for Louie, and he could talk to them. We got to do something, Frank.
Hey, Louie, when you watch Connie and Chrissy, do they
it's
put
on a Saturday
phone number
night
on
at a...
Yeah, I know. Do they put a phone number on the screen?
No, I don't have time. I watch it on a Saturday to 11 to midnight on Saturday night, 11 p.m. on the Assets channel.
Yeah, but they don't flash a phone number where people could call, huh?
I can keep trying.
Well, you have a phone number, right, Louie?
What?
You have a phone number that you could call, right, when they're on?
Yeah, when the show's over, show it on the screen. You know, look on
the
internet,
the
on the website.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you have...
get the phone number. We can call them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. How do you like this messy, snowy weather?
I don't. I don't like it. I'm afraid. I'm in the house because we don't have any good, you know, it's all icy in my backyard, and my wheelchair lift broke. So I'm here. I'm stranded.
Well,
I
have to wear nothing now, tomorrow.
Yeah, it's coming back again, too, isn't it?
I don't know. You never know about that.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
But it's supposed to melt.
I hope so.
Did you go out in the snow, Lou?
No, I had to stay indoors in this blizzard.
Stayed in? You mean you didn't have a snowball fight?
Many years ago, I got even back, you know.
No?
Yeah.
Who did you get even back with, Dad?
Yeah.
You did? Who won
the fight? I don't want to get hit by a snowball, you know.
Yeah. Nobody wants to get hit by those.
Get hit with a snow balloon.
Snow balloon.
Yeah.
There you go. Flies out of the way instead of hits you.
Yeah. I told you about Weird Al Yankovic doing all those parody rock and roll funny songs.
Oh, yeah, you with that guy, son of a bitch. I mean Yankovic.
You don't like him.
Let me spell Yankovic for you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yankovic is Y-A-N, right, K-O-V-I-C.
Oh, Yankovic.
Yeah.
Yup. That's how I spelled. Yeah.
Yankovic.
I was watching that movie Moonstruck.
I saw that a long time ago with Cher.
That song at the end, they sing Dean Martin's That's Amore.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was in that movie, Moonstruck?
Cher,
Nicolas Cage, Danny Aiello, Joe Gardella, Danny Aiello, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah,
was Yankovic in there?
No, he's not in there.
He's not in there?
Nope.
Oh, I thought he was in
Yankovic
there.
Yeah, Yankovic do not do Moonstruck.
Oh.
Yeah. That's
oh,
right.
So that the
Man,
song by Dean Martin, was that part of the movie?
Yeah. When your moon hits the sky like a big pizza pie, that's a morty. Yeah.
Nice, Louie.
Yeah.
When
I like Italian
the
food.
Like pasta pursue, you're in love.
There you go.
Hey, Suzanne,
bells
you eat Italian food sometimes?
I eat it all the time, actually.
What's your favorite? Do you like spaghetti or like ravioli?
Raviolis are mine.
The meat one or the cheese kind?
The cheese.
You like
lobster ravioli? Lobster.
I love sweet sausage. I love sweet meatballs. I love sweet everything.
Yeah, and I like smoked sausage.
Oh, that's good too. I like it with the cheese and the parsley. When you get
the onions, I like it with onions.
You get
you can put it on a bread or bun or hero bread. On roll.
Oh yeah, that's good too. You get smoked wood and put it on the barbecue, and it smells.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to make sure the smoked wood is for, you know, to be eaten, you know, not any chemical that it'll, you know, impart on, you know, the flavor. And,
hey, Louie.
Be poisonous.
Yeah.
Louie, you got any love drops for Makovic?
Makovic.
Yankovic, whatever it is.
How long to give it to him? He'll go crazy, have some... put it on a spoon and then they're like a medicine man, like a love potion, and take some to wear out Yankovic, and he went crazy flirting with girls.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe we ought to play one of his songs on Friday if we can get one.
Yeah, give me something
on look that. It up on the internet. They can go find Weird Al Yankovic and you play it, yo.
One of his funny songs. I never heard him. I'd like to hear him.
Yeah.
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 Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to this. Listen to this. Hello, my name is Connie. I'm Chrissy. Welcome to Date Night. I'm going to talk to Louis Rivera. He wants to come on my show and... We're talking about the girls go on date with other men and other ladies, okay? And then
and other ladies? Oh, wow.
Puerto Ricans, Cubans, Italian ladies. Not Chinese lady. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, don't worry, Connie and Chrissy. We'll set Louie up on date night on Connie and Chrissy. On Saturday night on public access at 11 to midnight. Yes, sirree.
11 to midnight. Okay, that's an hour.
Yeah.
Friday.
All right, so...
Yeah, that's right.
Tell them about Friday, Lou.
Yeah, what's going to be on there?
Okay. Hello, my name is Rosanna Dana. All right. Make sure you get on your ringy-dingy-dooies and tune in for Inner Sight Frolics Friday at 8 to 9 o'clock on Block Talk Radio. And you press the button right now and I'll host you. I'm going to get Connie and Chrissy on that internet if Susan Taurasi Ferrero will find it. And I'm going to send it to the line and say, hello, Connie, Chrissy, this is Louis Rivera. I watch your show sometimes at 11 to midnight on a Saturday night. Your girls are so cute.
We'll have Friday night. Do a little, we're going to let you do that song by Dean Martin. Practice that song. Amore.
I'll practice that. I have to learn the words.
Yeah, you get some words. And we're going to have a song by Son of a Bitch. I mean, whatever. Yankovic.
Ignore that language.
Tell him.
So we'll have that. And whatever, we'll have a little Lauren Hardy. No.
Well, you're friendly philosopher.
Oh, you like him.
Friendly philosopher.
Like
Lauren Hardy, break into the bathroom.
There you go.
And a massager too, and a buzz and a vibrator.
Massager.
Here we go.
All right, in a sight.
Make the lady feel good.
Get in. How does
Friday
the
night.
Always get in?
Frolic. 8 to 9. Inner
Sight. I won't forget Connie and Chrissy on the Frolic. I won't forget them.
You'll get the real Connie and Chrissy.
Don't forget them.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lou.
You're fine, honey. Keep trying. Keep trying, Suzanne Tarazi, for Connie and Chrissy.
Oh,
keep trying.
I'll try, all right.
All right.
You're in my heart. I love you.
I know you do. Take care,
Open
Lou.
Mic.
Okay, this is Rosanna Dana Dana. Have a good evening, okay?
Oh,
thank you.
Too. You're welcome.
All right.
Take care, Lou. Good night.
850 New York, Inner Sight Open Mic. 213-816-1650 if you want to dial in and sound off about whatever, you know. And I want to thank Joe for that invitation to go on the mainstream show Saturday night, 9 o'clock. We appreciate the invitation.
Yeah,
and it sounds like they sort of set the stage for us when they talked about the what happened with the nursing homes.
Yeah, definitely.
A while back. So they opened the door.
You know what we could do?
You know?
We could do a little talk about what happened with Cuomo and how he, you know, didn't, you know, care. It was just apathetic. And his new lieutenant governor.
I want to emphasize more about what the solution is.
Yes, we can.
We all know that you know,
the apathy.
That the politician didn't give a damn. I mean, that's pretty obvious. But what's the solution?
Here's the solution. Yeah.
That's what we got to emphasize.
Yes, definitely. People don't
give everybody
think there is a solution.
The solution and try to find a politician who's going to stand up for it.
Yeah.
That's really what
That's
we need.
It. Yeah. This might be the open door that we get. That's right.
You never know.
Solution. Never know. Just keep trying.
All right. Inner Sight and open mic tomorrow night, by the way, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997, 7:30, excuse me, 7:30 Thursday on the Altice Long Island, Channel 20. Reruns until they open up the studio again. Reruns.
Yeah.
They rerun so much they can't stop now.
Yeah, I know.
But we'll go either way.
All right.
And Inner Sight on the open mic where you can pick your own subject.
Yeah.
Got a few minutes left. Is Anthony still on the line?
Yeah, let me check. I think he is. Yes, he is. He just refreshed.
Oh, all right.
Okay, let me get him.
Well, if he wants to say something.
Yeah, he does.
Oh,
hey, Anthony.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good.
Hey. How are you
doing? I'm okay. You know, I wish you guys the best with that show, you know. But, you know, I don't know that, you know, a lot of people would, you know, really see it our way because it's a conservative show, you know, and they believe in smaller government. So smaller government, you know, really doesn't help people. It is independent and relies on the individual. And we as individuals right now, unfortunately, depend on the government because we can't help ourselves. So we have to, you know, free ourselves from the shackles and chains of the government's help. But they don't want to allow us to do that because they control the money. And by doing that, they're able to, you know, control how much they spend and control our lives and, you know, control, you know, how much we're able to better our lives and, you know, live happy lives, you know, and healthier lives even. You know, if you had the money to spend on better medication, perhaps, and, you know, the things that you need to, you know, help save your life, they'll just, you know, depend on Medicaid and give us generic medication. But, you know, it's worth a shot for whatever it's worth. But, you know, I still love InnerSight, and I love our show. But, I don't know about it, you know.
Well,
the government is obligated also to save money and to change things for the better. So that's the deal.
But if they hold on to the money, that's what would the conservatives would support, because that way they're able to, you know, decide how much gets dispersed, you know what I mean, to be spent. If
but
they give it to us, then, you know, we're free from the shackles.
We have 3 minutes left, but besides that, you have the government spending $1.96 billion on the nursing homes. I think they'll listen to us at this point.
I know that, Susan. I agree with you that they're spending that much money, but... And we could always finish this conversation tomorrow night or another night, you know,
especially tomorrow night.
But, you know, the government has a one-of-a-kind love affair that you read about in a fairy tale with the nursing home, because, you know, they hide behind the illusion of care and support, and people have jobs and, you know, the American
Excuse me, Anthony. We're going to find, I hate to say this, but it's true, we're going to find the ultimate abuse case that's going to blast this friggin' thing wide open and make people change it. That's what's going to happen here, because I know it's out there.
I hope so, Frank. But then again, you know, nursing home abuse cases have been all over the television for years, not constantly, you know, but you've heard it in every state.
But not with a better idea behind them.
No. Yeah.
Right. All they
not
do
with
is
a
get
better
rid of
idea.
To, all they do is, you know, get rid of the staff member that was responsible for it.
Same old stuff.
And then continue.
We got something better.
On. I know we do.
We got something better. We're either going to get a politician to endorse it, or we're going to get the damn money. That's how I look at it.
I hope so.
One or the other.
But, you know,
that's
you,
what drives
you know,
me. That's my passion.
Yeah.
Because I know we're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Everything we do in this organization is my passion too, Frank. But, you know, we are considered, you know, like the lowest of, you know, the people that matter in the world. So, you know, our opinions and feelings don't matter.
At this point, it's going to be like that. But, you know, it always can change at any moment. So you have to your head up and just keep going.
Right, yeah, I agree.
They said
but,
an Akita
you know,
couldn't be a guide dog. I proved them wrong. I proved them wrong now for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's my proof right there.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I believe that it can happen. You know, I have faith. I have hope.
Sure it can happen.
And, you know, we'll continue on fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
But
hey,
you know,
we got to get out of here. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Susan. Take care.
Good night.
InnerSight.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Thank you for listening. This has been the Open Mic. Be with you tomorrow night on the nursing homes. Kill people. Get rid of them. Turn them into
accessible
housing. Tomorrow night, 8 to 9. Goodbye, world. InnerSight. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.